Who has stuff they want to go over? I don't see anybody else in my sheet, so.
Hi. I do, but it's Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. Yeah. All right. Well, it took me a lot to go over your.
I was trying to make it like it was just, you know, exhausting looking at my supplement list. It's still exhausting, but at least it's organized.
Good.
So, and I've just started it, so I don't have anything sharing worthy, but I have a supplement sheet that I've started that I'm listing out the supplements that you're taking. And then I have, what I do for people from there is I have what you take in the morning, what you do in the afternoon, and what you do in the evening, and what you have to take with the meal, what you take in an empty stomach, that type of thing.
Yeah. You know, I'm right now, it seems like I'm just mainly eating twice a day. Before I used to always eat three times. So, well, why don't we go to my Google?
I just opened it. So how's that working for you though? Doing the two meals a day versus
Yeah.
Two?
Yeah. I'm surprised with that. Now when I start going back to work, it might be three times because I find that, I might exercise earlier in the morning. And then I generally might need to be eating somewhere around 11, but sometimes mm-hmm. I can go to 12, you know?
Mm-hmm. And you gotta really tune in, right? If you're doing a heavy duty workout, swimming in the ocean or whatever you do, that you may need to replenish food before later. Yeah. So that's fine. Yeah. It's finding what works for you. So I'm going to go to the supplements current sheet. All right. Oh.
Yeah, and that's, you should have seen it before. I mean, it was, oh my gosh, Dr. Reed, I mean, it was so embarrassing looking at all my supplements. I don't know.
Well, I'm just looking at it because it's, I like to have lines because it helps my eyes. And it's like, what happened to the lines? So I'm going to put the lines back.
You know what I found that when, let me see, what did I do?
There we go. Well, you move it around and copy paste, it sometimes tears out the lines. So that's probably what happened. Not a big deal.
Yeah, right. If you cut and paste, then it will sometimes take out the lines.
Yeah. Yeah.
Copy and paste, and then I would have to come back and delete it off here.
Yeah. It's okay. So this is the stuff that you're currently taking.
Yeah, this is basically what I'm taking, and I tried to sort of do it in order of how I do it throughout the day. So I'm really trying to remember my, in the morning, I'm trying to remember taking my, the chamomile, the bitters. You know, I don't always remember it, but even if I've started eating, I take it just so I could start getting into the habit of remembering. Now, the first thing I do is I take my Armour Thyroid. So I take that as soon as I get up. And, you know, then I might not be eating for, you know, quite, and then I take my water, right? My water with lemon.
Right. And then you wait about an hour or so before taking anything else.
At least an hour often. Okay. It says, you know, a minimum of half an hour, but it's usually an hour. It could be like today, I didn't eat till 2 or something, you know? And then I try to take my digestive enzymes, and I'm being better with taking my bitters and then my digestive enzymes. Now, I got to tell you, for the longest time, probably for the past year and a half, all I did was my Armour Thyroid and my vitamin D. Sometimes my vitamin D. I just dropped everything. So I'm really.
When did you start up again?
March.
March. Okay, now, so recently.
Actually, I lie. In January, I discovered a place in the Bahamas that has these health and cell foods. And if you scroll right down, it's actually really pretty wonderful. I think you'd be quite happy with it. They have a gel that is sea moss and bladder wrack. Ooh. So, you know, the one thing that I wasn't taking regularly was seaweed. So I pretty well take that every day, but they suggest twice a day. No way. I find it makes my stools too loose. Okay. So I just take it once a day, and it's great because I make like a tea with it, or I put cinnamon in it and a bit of sweetener, you know, and it's wonderful. Now, sometimes, like literally today, I've just started again. It's right at the bottom. Oh, here I am trying to move it, and you have to move it. If you look right at the bottom, you will see, okay, you see where it says new life? Yep. There's a special healing tonic, and there's a female lioness tonic. I've just started it again today. Like, I started it in January, and I was doing it for, you know, maybe 2 months, but it's kind of expensive. You know, that lioness tonic is like $60, and that's once a week by the time you finish it.
What is in there? Are they tinctures of various herbs?
Did I not list it? Oh, wait. Yes. Okay. 1 second. I thought I listed it. I must have erased it by the mistake because I had listed it. Is it not there? Oh, no, it's not there. Oh, darn. Okay, I'll make sure to put it in.
Yeah, you can put it in. But let me just ask you some questions, because if the goal is to try to cut down on your supplementation, let's make sure we're only taking the stuff you need. So what prompted you to even start these in the first place?
I guess because I really wasn't doing anything else. And I thought, hey, it's they're like live, they're herbs. And I was actually in January, definitely my energy was quite low.
Okay. So you reached to them and you knew you'd done them before? Is that the idea?
That was the first time I ever started taking them.
January was.
You know, yeah. This is from Dr. Sabi. Have you ever heard of Dr. Sabi?
No.
Yeah. Anyway, he was this major herbalist in Nicaragua, and they say he was killed, blah, 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 blah. And he was helping a lot of people heal from all kinds of stuff, blah, blah, blah. And so the special healing tonic has Essino astroloja, S. officinalis or whatever, kunth and spring water, whatever that is. Have you heard of those things? No?
If you're saying them right. Maybe. <you're... laughs>
And the female lioness is Sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla, that's an adaptogen, yeah.
It is okay, Damiana and red clover.
That's expensive for that kind of a formulation, don't you think, Lynn? That like seems like those are common herbs that I would not expect to be a $65 bottle.
Yeah, this is the Bahamas. Yeah, so you know, I might just take this last one because I've got two new bottles. I've had them in the fridge for a month, so I thought, let me just finish these.
They're like good stuff. I mean, Damiana is really good for female hormones. It's adaptogenic as well. Sarsaparilla is, but I don't know if these are right for you. Do you do any of the energetic testing of your stuff?
No, actually.
Okay, so take your bottle.
Okay.
Stand up. Go put your bottle on the table. Stand up.
Okay.
And then I just want you to ask your body, what's a yes answer? And just stand still.
I have a pendulum. I have a pendulum. Should I get it?
Yeah. But you should test. If you've got stuff that's expensive and you don't know if you need it, it hasn't been warranted by a specific, you know, indication, you're going to spend a lot of money buying all kinds of great herbal supplements that you don't need.
Right.
Right. Are they going to hurt? Some of them might. These probably not. Yeah. But do you need it? And do you need to be spending $65 a bottle for it?
After this, I'm not going to spend it because I'm doing your
program. Test it. Cause if it's okay. So here's the way I would do it. I'll just teach you how to do it and you can do it with your pendulum or whatever. You get a yes answer, you get a no answer. Right. Then you just hold this bottle up. Is this good for me right now?
Right.
Whatever this is not berberine. So I don't need that right now. Right. So you're going to ask yourself that and ask yourself several times over a few days.
Right.
And different times of day, different days of the week. And if it always comes back no, then you don't need it.
Now, right? if you are going to take it,
if it comes back yes occasionally, then you keep it on hand. And then you just take it whenever it's yes. Yeah, I just made that up. But it's yes. Then you go ahead and you take it that day. And that way you save a lot of money on your supplements. You may need it cyclically somehow, right? So under conditions, under certain exercise situations, stress situations. So that's what I would do to determine if you need it. Now, then you can also ask, would this be bad for me right now? Because I remember I said this said no when I said, is this good for me? Would this be bad for me right now?
Right. Now,
no, it's just neutral, right?
How do you do it without the pendulum?
What I just did was without the pendulum. If you're doing it with the pendulum, I'm not sure how to do pendulum, but you hold it over and...
No, I didn't see what you did without the pendulum. When you...
Okay, I'm holding the bottle up to my body.
Okay.
And I'm saying, do I need this right now?
And in your mind, you get a yes or a no?
Okay, stand up. I'm going to teach you how to do this. Stand up.
I thought you had to muscle test.
You don't. Stand up. And then ask your body to give you a yes answer and just see how your body sways.
Oh, see how your body sways. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And give me a yes answer. Wow. Okay, I sway back.
Okay, now go back to neutral. Say, give me a no answer.
Give me a no answer. Okay, sweet.
So you're opposite of what I am. Okay, great. Now you know. Then you take your bottle and you hold it up to your body. Is this good for me right now?
Is this good for me right now?
The other option is, do I need this right now? Do I need this right now? No.
Actually,
I'm not. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so right now it's good for you.
Okay.
Right. Then you can also, if you get a no on, is it good for me? You can always pick it up and say, is it bad for me? Then, you know, don't just take it unless you test it, because sometimes it might be bad for you.
Okay. Right? I like that swinging back and forth. Oh, I like
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. And that way, you know, it might be something you only need to take once a week, right? Just give extra energy. Maybe it's at the end of the week when you're exhausted because you've had a busy week.
Right. So I could do that almost with everything. Well, that would take some time though.
It would. I do it. I don't take anything unless I test it first.
Really? My gosh.
I don't. I do it with food too.
Really?
Yeah. Especially things like chocolate. Yeah.
I was very proud of myself today.
I don't do it with vegetables, but.
Yeah. I did. I made a great little chocolate dessert. I tested some food today. And I found that when I made quinoa and this stew, right? Like with someone gave me some conch, though I don't want to eat conch regularly because it's heavy, but it was only a little bit of conch. And my blood sugar didn't go up too much, but it did go up more than I would want. And as soon as at one point when it was dropping, did I seriously crave sugar? It was incredible. It was like, wow. And then when it dropped to before how it was when I started eating, that's when I made some like chocolate truffles. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time I ever put like this thing that I have it's called Immunity, Navitas Immunity. And it has, you know, reishi powders and different things like that in it. And, you know, so I was very pleased with that. And then I had my seaweed with bladderwrack with carob or cacao in it. And, you know, raspberry, chocolate, stevia. And you know, and that totally satiates my desire.
Right? Yeah, you don't have to give up the sweet set. It would be lovely if we could all, idealistic, we don't have any, we just eat, we go away. We don't ever really desire some special food. But the truth of the matter is we're human. We've had multiple decades behind us. And if you can figure out a way to satisfy that, you know, emotional craving.
Right.
With a healthy way. Because, I mean, realistically, okay, let's just work on getting rid of all those emotional cravings. But, you know, it doesn't always work that way. It's a conditioning that's been there for a long time. So, you know, take a bath. Yeah, well, if the bath doesn't do the trick, make some chocolate bonbons.
Right.
Now, appreciate them.
My plan right now is to finish these new life tonics that I have, because I have a bottle each, and then, you know, probably stay away from them for a while. Because
I hear your plan and I want to just intercept that plan.
Okay.
Test them.
Okay.
See if you need them. Don't keep taking them if you don't. And if you have days when you do and days when you don't, then you just listen to your body. Right?
Okay.
They're expensive treats and they could be really helpful if taken at the right time.
Right.
Okay.
Now, this is right at the end here. I mean, because we have to go through the first ones. I am trying to take the acidophilus and the bifidus.
And I see that's an occasional.
That is, it's really hard for me to remember because you have to take it on an empty stomach.
Okay, before you keep going, have to versus recommended, best, okay? Good, better, best. We're not always going to be able to do the best. The best is an empty stomach.
Oh, right.
Good is you take it. Worst is you don't take it at all.
Right, okay. Right?
It's not like you take it on while it's with food and it's useless or harmful. It just isn't as effective.
Okay, right? Okay.
So if you are taking it with food, maybe you just take a little bit more.
Ah, and you know what? I'm gonna, because in the morning, I'm very good about taking my Armour Thyroid. So then an hour later, I just want to try to remember to take this one, because then I generally, or at least a half an hour later, and then that's my plan anyway.
Yeah, and it's, what is it going to prompt you? So to create a new behavior, we need a prompt. So what is it that you do regularly? Is there something you do regularly after you take your Armour? Like, go through the sequence of events.
Usually I start getting ready for work, but right now I'm starting spinning.
Okay, so you do Armour, you spin.
Yeah, and then I take after, because I take a half an hour to spin. Okay,
so the new behavior is, now when you're spinning, you're on the bike.
Yeah.
You get off the bike. What do you do immediately after getting off the bike?
Regularly, I usually check my WhatsApp or I think about what I need to do for the day.
Okay, super. So perfect. You have this thing that you do right after you stop spinning.
Yeah.
Right? So what I want you to do is intercept that spot and put in, take my acidophilus. So yeah. Since you're looking at your WhatsApp, what if you put a reminder on your phone?
Oh, yeah.
That popped up.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Put a sticky note, a post-it note on your phone that says acidophilus.
Do you okay, so that's a good point. Do you, after your, after you take your thyroid, are you thinking, oh, I got to take my acidophilus in an hour, half hour, whatever? Like, I want to make sure that she's prompted to write the sticky note. So then we have to have a prompt for writing.
I just calibrated my Fitbit. Can't I put a reminder on this?
Put a reminder in the Fitbit.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that yet, but I'll look at the thing.
Yeah, or a reminder on your phone. Yeah. This idea is awesome if you're in the habit already of remembering after you finish your thyroid to put the sticky note, or before you go to sleep.
I don't need to put a sticky note. I'll just put a reminder on my phone. Or I could even, I'll put a note on my... No, I'll remember. That's a really
put it on your phone. It's a sticky note or a reminder on your phone.
Yeah.
Right. And with the reminder on your phone, even if you set it for earlier than it is, it's going to be on your notifications.
Okay, so that's
go to look at your WhatsApp.
So now let's go to see what I'm actually taking now. Oh, I keep trying to scroll off.
I do that all the time when people are sharing their screen with me. Okay, so I'm at the beginning.
Right.
Urban mood show. That's the bitters and the digestive enzymes. Right. Do you always eat at the same place?
Do I always eat at the same place?
Well, now that you're housebound, are you sitting at the kitchen counter? Are you sitting at a table?
I try to sit at my dining room table.
Okay.
Sometimes I'm bad and I'm standing up in the kitchen, but I try not to do
that. Okay. Where can you put the bitters and the enzymes to remind you to take them? Where are you preparing your meal, right?
I keep the bitters keep them both in the fridge.
All right, so a sign on your fridge.
Okay.
That says, take your bitters. And so when you go to your fridge, you're going to your fridge because you're going to be preparing a meal. So you open it up, you take out your stuff, you take your bitters and your enzymes, and then you do the rest of your prep.
Yeah, okay. And I can also have them on the first shelf so that I see them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have them in view, right.
So this is the logistically how I'm doing it. Then I take, I used to take my vitamin D in the morning right after I took my Armour Thyroid. But then I heard that wasn't the greatest idea. And then I heard that it's a good idea to take the vitamin D with food. But this has fat in it. It has sesame oil in it. So I think you can take it on your on its own.
You can,
right? Okay. Now, you know what's interesting that I've just realized? That this bio-demulsion used to be 2,000 IU. It's now down to 50 mcg, which is 250% of the daily requirement or with the other.
I don't know how to convert. Does anybody know how to convert?
Yeah, I don't. But now it's now the same amount, which is half the amount, is they say it's 250 versus 500. The 2,000 was 500. They're just trying to make more money, I guess.
Yeah, more olive oil in there, less D.
Yeah, so I realize now, oh, okay, so if this is half the amount, I'm not taking 10,000 IUs anymore. I'm basically taking 5,000 IUs.
Yeah.
Taking, is that right?
Yeah. No. If it's half.
I'm taking 2,500. Good Lord. But I don't know what
a quarter of it or is it? Yeah, it depends. You have to calculate it.
Yeah. Yeah, I could do that.
And you could switch brands next time you buy it to one that is 2,000 per.
You know, I used to always take this because my Dr. Patterson, who also died now, unfortunately, he was like the only doctor here that was a gynecologist, but he was really into functional medicine. He's really liked this brand when it was 2,000.
Yeah, so there are some other brands that have that have the micellized D. Premier, but I think Premier dropped theirs to 1,000 per drop too. And then Seeking Health has it. And I think theirs is 2,000 per drop.
And it's drops. It's not like, I kind of like the drops. Okay, drops. Great. Okay, I'll look at that later.
So we're not going to even talk about that one. Optimox, yeah. Ioritol.
Just started taking that again. And
okay, so the reason for starting it again, so you had an iodine test, an iodine load test a few years back, right? And that's what I was going to suggest. Where's Heather to get an iodine load test to see if you do need iodine? But so you took it years ago, but you didn't get retested, and now you're starting it again. So do the same thing to see if you still need it.
Okay.
And you can also see how much you need.
Need
this. Is this helpful? Right? Do I need? Okay. So when I do something, I'll do. Let's try and find something that I need. Oh, I'm just going to pretend. Okay. Do I need more than one capsule? Yes. Do I need more than two capsules? No. So I need two capsules.
Oh,
it's a
cool.
Simple thing.
That is so cool.
And you're not going to take more than you need.
Okay.
You know, and with iodine, I would ask that question of, is this going to be bad for me right now? Because too much iodine can be.
Okay. All right, great. Because before you were saying build up to four capsules. And I did build up to four capsules at one point. Not that I really noticed.
Right. And you might have replenished it and it might be fine. So in lieu of spending $100 to get another test done, you can do it this way.
Okay, great, great. And then, before I wasn't really taking much seaweed, but now that I'm taking this, the sea moss, are you happy with that as far as seaweed is concerned? Or would you also want me to take dulse and kelp?
You know, like anything else, it's variety is the spice of life. When you do a variety of green vegetables, you get a variety of the good stuff in it. When you do a variety of seaweeds, you get the variety. And then you don't end up with too much of any one thing.
Okay. Now, this rush, geez, I didn't fill this out 100%.
I know what the rush is. I've taken it.
But it's actually, it expired, I think, last September. And I thought, oh gosh,
it was- Test it and see. Most things you can use pass. But if you go, is this bad for me? Yes. Okay, don't take it. Or whatever, which direction is yours. Okay.
So I just thought I'd finish it, you know. I do have a life extension multivitamin that I was taking, but you know, it was a two per day. So when this is finished, I'm planning on taking that and I'll test also.
Test it, right.
Now I'm taking Moringa and Neem. These are some things that I recently started taking. Well, I took them in February because of this COVID thing, you know? Yep. And so I'm just taking them very regularly and they're made in the Bahamas and you know, they're organic. And I just thought it would be a kind of good thing to do, but I'll test also.
Test also, and test at different times a day, because it may be able to find your optimal time to take it.
Oh.
I have this batch of stuff that I take, and I take it, and some days I need all of it, and some days I don't need any of it, and some days I need only some of it. And wow. I just honor that.
And you really believe in that muscle testing.
You know, I believe in combining it with common sense, mm-hmm. right? And so I don't
also
I'm going to start testing stuff that doesn't make sense for me.
Well, and also combine it with your intuition. You know, your body is just one way of showing something. I'm honestly, there's been a few times where that gut instinct has been different than my sway test, and I go by my gut, mm-hmm. and that has always been right. So,
and most of the time, they're probably consistent.
Yeah.
I will now reach for something, and I almost have this instinct that I know that this is, I don't need this, but I always verify. And I go, wow, I was right about that. There are times when I'm craving chocolate and I want chocolate and I test it and it's good for me. And there's times I'm like, I don't think I should put chocolate in my smoothie today. And then I'll test it and it doesn't test, right? Mm-hmm. So test, you're really tuning into your body with sense, right? You don't want to take something that is a known allergen, even if your body says yes that day. That's my personal belief. So you combine it with the knowledge, the scientific knowledge, and the intuition, and the testing. It's just one more thing. Like, you can't just go and blood test yourself every day, right? You can't do all the stool and urine and everything. You can't test this and it's expensive. So you want to be able to do your best in between.
Yeah, yeah. Now, this plum flower 6 flavor tea pills was something that a acupuncturist gave me like a year and a half, or I don't know, a year or so ago. It's still very valid. And I haven't tested it. And I just thought, oh my gosh, the container is, you know, 3/4 full. I should just start it again and finish.
Right. And there's this instinct we have like, oh God, I spent all this money on this. Let me use it. And especially since it has an expiration out to 2022, take it when your body is saying yes to it.
Okay, that's another
thing. And I don't know the indications for it, menopausal symptoms. So it might be something to take on a regular basis if you're having menopausal symptoms.
Yeah.
It may not be. It may be that you just need it a couple of times a month.
Okay, great. Now, the Garden of Life is something I just recently got because I was very excited that it had a lot of vitamin A. And my vitamin A, my liquid vitamin A, was really old. So I just got that recently, and I mainly got it for COVID-19. I got some from my mom. You see, it's got 7,500 IUs of vitamin mm-hmm. A. Mm-hmm.
As beta carotene. So yeah. As long as you don't have a red BCMO1 SNP, you're good. If you do, then you would combine it with some pure vitamin A.
As long as I don't have a what?
In your genetics.
A lead what?
BCM01.
Which is a lead what?
Not lead. It's a vitamin A related. BCM01.
And it's a vitamin A related what?
SNP in your lead, in your genes. Let me see. Which one is the VLM assessment? Genetic genie. No, that's not in there. Detoxification pathways.
Methylation analysis?
Yeah, I don't see. I just see the genetic genie. I thought you had. I don't know. Let's see. ODT. I don't know what ODT is. Oh, somebody put this in a weird format. That's just that's the genetic genie. And this is genetic genie as well, I think. Did you do the genetic detoxification one?
I know I did one that had, you know, that had a whole, like it was like a chart.
Yeah, do you know if she has a genetic detoxification report, Lynn? Were you at the genetic, were you at the nutrigenomics workshop?
I'm looking.
Because I'm not seeing it. Because it's an easy thing to get. You just need to go, you know, pay $30 and use your, what do you call it?
She has the nutrigenomics report from, what do you call them? Metabolic Healing.
Oh yeah, that's a great one. Where is it?
It says Lynn L-Nutri-11451.
Is it in her genetics folder?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why did I miss it? Lynn?
Oh,
yeah, right there.
Okay, got
there it. Is. There it is.
Got it. Okay, so I'm just going to look in this one and see if you got to be concerned about that.
And if I have that, what exactly does that mean? I just can't.
It means you don't efficiently convert beta carotene to vitamin A, so you may need some extra vitamin A. Oh, it's page 34. It's not clickable. It looks like it should be clickable, but it's not. All right, so page 34. Okay,
perfect.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. I think you're fine. You have one it'd be slightly reduced, but with that kind of an amount, you're fine. Okay, good.
And when you have one, it's homozygous?
Heterozygous.
Heterozygous.
Both the same. Homozygous.
Homozygous means both the same?
If it's red, it's homozygous. If it's yellow, it's heterozygous. If it's red, it means you've got two genes that are probably inefficient.
Right.
And that's going to make it worse. So you were yellow on only one of the two that was reported. So yep. Given the amount that you're taking, I think you're fine.
Okay, great. And then the zinc, which I'm definitely trying to behave myself and take. You see that?
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Okay. You can always taste test the zinc too to see if you need it.
Now the taste—it's milder than the last one I used to take, the ionic one. Mm. I always felt the ionic one was more potent, you know. But
was it a capsule? Oh, wait, it has a teaspoon here and over here.
That's wrong. Oh, that's wrong. Sorry, that should be. You should erase that. I don't know what that is. Oh, and then one teaspoon. Yeah, I don't know what that is. That was from the ionic. I believe the ionic was 50 milligrams or something like that.
Okay, so a half teaspoon is 18 milligrams. You can do the same thing with the sway test or you can do the taste test with that. But if it's not really strong enough to do a taste test, then, you know, again.
I taste it. It's not, it's bitter. Yeah. And I know, what's the issue about the taste test? If it's bitter, that means you don't need it, but that's not true. I really
generally need it. Yeah, if it's bitter. Again, it's like pulling it all together. Sometimes, like I was taking the zinc, I wasn't testing it. I was just taking it with this whole COVID thing. And then I went, well, I should test this. And I tasted it and it was like, bleh, I don't need this. It was really bad.
Well, when I used to do the ionic one, it was really intense. But I didn't mind. I would take it.
Yeah, it depends on the brand. So there's certain dilutions that you can use as a taste tester. So Premier has one, Netagenics has one. They're usually called like Zinc Tally or Zinc Assay, and BioBot Body Bio has one.
And those are the
some
ones
of them are just too strong to taste that way.
Premier, Body Bio, and Seeking Health.
Seeking Health doesn't have it. I think Metagenics has one too, that's a Zinc Tally or something like that. Thorne might have one. There's a lot of companies that have them, but they're specifically say like Tally or Assay or something like that.
And that's what you want me to take, Tally?
Well, here's the thing. Those tend to be more expensive to take because there's less in each teaspoon. To make them potent. So generally speaking, except for maybe the Body Bio, I'll usually have people get both, one to use as a taster and one that's more potent to take. But it's up to you. If you don't mind taking, you know, the zinc assay or whatever, that's all I have right now. So that's what I'm taking.
What do you mean one to use as a taster?
So if I get zinc assay,
uh-huh.
And I use that to taste test. And I say, huh, I really need more. And then I may not taste again for another week or two. And I'll take the other one because it's more cost effective. Right now, I don't have that option. I just have the one. I just have the zinc assay. So I taste it. If I need it, I'll take it.
So you're saying the more expensive one, if you taste it and it's bitter, then you know you may not need it.
Exactly.
And so you take the cheaper one.
Then you don't take any.
Then you don't take any. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So they've always tasted bitter, but supposedly I'm really low in zinc. That's the biggest thing.
So then it may not be accurate for you for whatever reason. So then you go to plan two.
Okay, I will, okay.
And then plan three, if you're still feeling like you need it, but all the tests are saying no, then you can do a zinc, like a red blood cell zinc. You can look at your alkaline phosphatase, which is a functional zinc marker. See, well, it's putting it together, right? There's no one way to determine what you need.
Okay.
If there was, we wouldn't need anybody to know anything about nutrition. We just send them to the health food store, have them go around and test every bottle and buy the ones that work.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
Okay. So then we've got Nordic Naturals. You know, I bought this a while ago and I never used it, but I kept it in the fridge. And when I went back to the doctor here that has it, she's a wonderful nutritionist in Nassau that does a lot of research on her stuff. So she carries these ones. And she said, listen, if it's been in the fridge and it doesn't taste rancid, I'm sure it's fine. And it actually tastes fine.
Yeah, I think you're fine.
Yeah. So I just started taking that again. And then the Perk, when should I take this Perk? My instinct is never to take it late at night. For whatever reason, I feel that it can give me energy.
Yeah, if it does, then if that's what your instinct's telling you, then don't take it then.
Yeah, but it's okay to take it with a mixture of all these others, like in a meal, like with my meals?
Yeah, I mean, I've made it into a drink and put all my immune support in there with garlic and ginger and whatever, and then just drink it then. Feel it out. When are you going to take it? It's an important one to be taken now to just keep yourself safe.
And you can take it. I don't think it says you have to take it with food, if I believe. No, it just says daily. Yeah,
just daily.
It doesn't
matter.
But
here's the thing. It'll only last in your system 6 hours. So if you need more, you've got to take it, you know, within the 6 hour window.
Yeah. And so right at this time, it might be good because I hear you can only take about 15. Your body only ingests about 1500 at a time, right?
Depends. Some people can take way more than that. You'll know because if you exceed the amount your body can handle, you'll get diarrhea.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I know people who take six. My husband takes 4 grams at a time. No problem. If he goes higher than that, he has a problem.
Right. I haven't done a test lately. Yeah.
Just take the 1500, which is the half a teaspoon, and take it so that, you know, every 6 hours would be a good way while you're awake. And then see how it goes. If you want to see if you need more, then take 3/4 of a teaspoon and see if it goes. Right.
Okay.
If you get to the point of diarrhea or gassy, then you slow down.
Right. So Life Extension Bone Restore. Now, the only reason I started to take that was because when I went to go get some more vitamin D, somehow she asked me if I was taking any calcium. And I said, no, you know, I don't take calcium. She was like, oh, you should really be taking. And, you know, I decided to get this Life Extension Bone Restore. And I mean.
But what's in it, right? See, everybody thinks the calcium is the queen, king, whatever you want to call it, of bone health. And there's like 21 nutrients that your body requires for bone health. I'm not a big fan of taking calcium because sometimes it can come out of solution in the joints, in the arteries, right? So I'd rather take food as sources of calcium. And for bones, my favorites are nettles, horsetail, alfalfa, oat straw, combination of those herbs, and they just provide like this compendium. Now, if you're really concerned about your bones, then go to the Eating for Bone Health that we've provided you.
Right.
It's in the Body Freedom Foundation's diet pillar. And I've got a whole booklet and a presentation that I do talking about all the nutrients for bone health.
Yeah. Now, you know, when I bought the nettles, the horsetail and the alfalfa, I wasn't thinking. I thought, yeah, let me get this much. I don't know how much I put, but oh my gosh, I got a huge box. I couldn't believe it. I ordered too much. Now, you know, we still
they last. Keep them in a cool place. They last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Once they're dried, they last. Just as long as you keep them, you know, in the blaring sun, but right. But yeah, they last. So, yeah, I have some that I bought a couple of years ago because I bought a 5-pound bag.
Wow. And you just use a tea?
You can put it in smoothies, grind it up and use it in smoothies. You can make an infusion. More than a tea, like a tea, I think if you pop the tea bag in, pop it out and you're ready. Like an infusion, you're going to let it sit at least 15 minutes. But my favorite way to do it is to put it in a mason jar overnight, fill it up with the water, hot water, and then go to bed. And then the next day you have this really strong infusion. And then use the pieces of it that are in there, the dried pieces. We tend to, like, when we make certain teas, and certain teas it's appropriate, we throw that away and we just drink the tea. But with these, the skeletal nutrients stay in some of it, not all of it, obviously, but you still get some of it in the leaves. So you just throw all the whole thing. You have this thing and you just dump it in your smoothie or dump it in a soup or drink it. If you're going to drink it, obviously you want to strain it because it's kind of gross to get all those pieces in.
How much again of each?
A spoon of each a day.
Okay.
And then if you go to that Eating for Bone Health, there's some recipes for throwing them into various, you know, like Karen made a recipe up, bones don't crack crackers, she calls them, right?
That's great. Okay. Okay.
The other thing with the K is D, the D is K2 for bone.
Wait, say that one more time.
K2 is a synergist for the D in supporting bone. You don't need the K2 as much for the immune supportive protection that the D provides, but you do need it for the bone protection.
Well, where do you get K2 from?
Well, you can eat it in the form of natto.
In the form of what?
Natto, N-A-T-T-O. It's a fermented soybean.
Oh, yes.
Karen makes it. She go to her site and she has a little booklet on how to make natto and how to use it in recipes.
Who's Karen?
Karen Osborne. She's one of our coaches and NEPT, and she's taught at our, some of our events, many of our events, most of our events.
I got a natto paste when I was in the States. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I know this is good for something, but
there you go. Yeah.
It was like,
it doesn't taste all that great, but she combines it with sauerkraut and makes a salad dressing out of it, or the sauerkraut juice even.
And how can I get that recipe?
Go to myfoodfitnessandfun.com. And she has a
fitnessandfun.com. Yeah. And there'll be somewhere that shows recipes.
Well, she sells the recipe for that. She has a booklet that talks about bone stuff, I'm pretty sure. So it's like $10 or something.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. Support Karen. She gives away a lot. She also has a Facebook. She was doing Facebook Lives every week. I'm not sure if she still is. But if you go to her Facebook page, it's My Food. Is it My Food Fitness and Fun also her Facebook page? Yeah. If you go to her Facebook page, she may not still be doing them live every week, but she has a whole bunch of recordings on there of things that she's demonstrated, recipes she's demonstrated.
Great. Okay. So we're almost done now. And then I think that might be it. Yeah. The sea moss and bladder rock. I'll test that too, but I'm enjoying taking that.
Yeah. Now, those are foods. And if you just want, the only thing with any kind of sea vegetables, you just don't want to get too much iodine. Right. So you just, yeah, it may not be something you want to overeat, but if it doesn't sound like it's going to be easy to overeat, and it's probably expensive anyway, so.
Yeah, I definitely don't need to take it twice a day because I get the runs, no question.
Yeah, just take it once a day. Then.
Yeah. And now these things, once again, these are things that I had before. Like, it's so unfortunate. I have a huge container of this Ultra Synergist E, and it expired in
March, that's so close to expiration, no worries. Oh, expired okay. June 2019.
Yeah.
Test it and see.
Okay. And so these three are have already expired, but
I've taken things that have expired up to a year ago, a year before, and some things longer. The regulations require that they put an expiration date on all these supplements. Right. Tinctures, they don't ever really expire, right? They like a fine wine, they get better with age. Cool. Herbalists say that sometimes when they find old tinctures, they like, oh, they like a, it's hitting a gold mine.
Really? Oh, that's great to know. You know, let's just finish this. I want to ask you something about that because there's a question that I have about tinctures that, I'm asking you now. You know, one day I'd like to do the 20-day silent retreat at Vipassana. And in order for me to do that, well, first of all, I have to be sitting 2 hours a day, which I'm not doing right now. But one day I think I would like to do it. And for me to do it, you cannot have any liquor for 2 years. I've stopped drinking liquor now. Well, I hardly drank before anyway, but we made some tinctures with this woman who's totally into it. And, you know, she uses liquor.
And well, that's how they do them, yeah.
You know, she goes, but think of this as medicine, Lynn. And I'm like, geez, I don't know about that. You know, and we did one with apple cider. I guess I should just speak to the Vipassana teacher.
I would speak to them because it is alcohol, but it is medicinal and it's smaller amounts. It's not like sitting down and having a glass of wine. I don't drink at all. I don't put any alcohol in my body, but I do herbal tinctures.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I'll speak to them.
Yeah, speak to them.
Very strict.
And if it's a concern, you can put the tincture in some hot water and it evaporates the liquor.
Really?
The alcohol. Yeah.
Yes, and it takes a long time to do
love
that.
It.
Yeah, yeah. You do have to put boiling water in it and let it sit for quite a while to let it burn off. And according to David Winston, that's not true. He said that you really have to do it in a vacuum. I don't know who's true. You know, you hear that.
Well, I just do it because I'm really sensitive to it. Like, I get a buzz off of my tinctures. And seriously.
And you don't if you do that. So that's a good indication that it works. Yeah.
And so how long do you put it in for, Lynn?
15, 20 minutes.
Wow. Boiling water. Wow. Yeah. Okay. And it has to be like a cup or half a cup?
Yeah, it's just in my teacup.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and then you drink your tea, like a tea. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes
sense. All right, great. Then... the one thing, you know, I've got a lot of these things in the day. Some of these may be nice to put with dinner, but the thing is, I don't always, anyway.
You've got to create a, and sounds like Lynn started creating that for you. You have to create a system that's going to work for you.
Yeah.
Good, better, best, right? It's not necessarily going to be the ideal. If it was, we'd be taking everything at different hours of the day, spread apart because certain things interfere with each other. We wouldn't be doing combinations. I mean, it would be a nightmare to take supplements if we tried to do it the ideal for every single supplement.
Right.
So let go of that.
Right now, this is working well because I'm off. So I've just got to think, how am I going to do this when I go to work? You know, so.
And you combine them.
I'll figure it out as time goes. Yeah. I used to love taking the Calm before sleep because, you know, there was a time I didn't take it for a while. And then one night I took it and I'm like, wow, I definitely could feel the difference, but I've run out of Calm. And from this doctor, the nutritionist woman I was telling you about, she has this Doctor's Best and it is a magnesium glycinate.
That doesn't have the same, I mean, it could, but citrate does have a stronger sedating effect, but it could see if it works for you. I'm not crazy about tablets because they usually have tableting agents in there that are, you know, going to interfere with the absorption. I usually like powder. That's how the Calm comes. And Calm should be easy to find, or magnesium citrate should be easy to find. So,
oh, it is easy. It's in Calm. I just have to order it.
Yeah.
Now,
if you have this again, test it and see if it has the same effect.
Yeah.
You know what effect the other has, you'll be able to tell with this.
Yeah. And now these things I occasionally do, you know, I used to always drink juices, mainly juices. I haven't done smoothies in a while. I mean, I just tend to do juices regularly, I should say.
Okay.
But now, you know, when I tested my blood sugar the other day, it did increase it a bit over 20 points, I think, or definitely 20 points.
Well, then you can add your powders to smoothies. Juices, the same. And you can slow it down by adding some chia seeds or protein powder.
Right. I've
just added it to your juice. Yeah.
Yes. I did do that the other day. And I guess I could add these things to it all. And also the brain octane oil I could do to it, I guess.
Yeah. And the brain octane oil you can have on salad. I mean, have it with a meal that you like, a salad dressing. Add it to your salad dressing.
Now, right now, I'm just taking one tablespoon. Listen, very quickly, yesterday, when we were speaking earlier at 11:30, mm-hmm. I drank a smoothie, and let me tell you, I was amazed. I was 84 before I started taking it, and a half an hour later, I was still at 84, my blood sugar.
Right.
And I thought, oh, isn't that interesting? It hasn't gone up at all. Well, something fascinating happened. It went up very slowly and never went really high at all. I mean, you know, the highest it went was 50 minutes later and it was 91, right? But I started to get stoned at like 40 minutes later. And I'm like, oh gosh, that's really, wow, what's that all about? And I got a headache, Dr. Rita Marie, that lasted 8 hours.
Oof. So something in that smoothie triggered
you. What I did, I hadn't made a smoothie in a while, but the things that I use, like I used berries and I used vegetables, and then I put all those three, the Mighty Maca, the protein powder, and the brain octane, but I put 2 tablespoons of brain octane, and I haven't used brain octane in the longest time.
You didn't get diarrhea from that?
I'm trying to remember my stool later
because
on.
Because MCT oil will trigger you to have diarrhea if you take too much. So fine if you didn't. So my guess would be that one of those things has something in it that bothered you. Mighty Maca has like 37 ingredients. All good stuff, but something in there may have triggered you.
I've taken Mighty Maca and it was fine, but I have a feeling it was the brain octane that I put.
So then try it again, the same smoothie without the brain octane.
Oh yeah, good. Because
try it again without the brain octane.
Yeah, I'll do that because that headache, I mean, after 6 hours, I took drugs. I mean, it was just too long. But then I also calmed myself down and it was like,
okay, so let's finish up so we can give somebody else a chance.
Now, at bedtime, I'm being better with taking my Jalva and my Pure Balance progesterone.
Okay.
You know, am I supposed to take Jalva in the day too?
It depends. I mean, does it help you? Morning and night is how they recommend it usually.
Okay. I mean, honestly, I haven't really noticed that much difference.
What you should notice with that, if it's working and if you're taking enough, sometimes you don't take enough. And so I would try it twice, is more moistening. Vaginal moistening, like not having that dryness.
I've never had dryness, actually.
Never? Okay. So then increased sex drive?
No, that's definitely not there.
Yeah. And then, you know, without doing a test to see, you know, whether it's changed the balance. But those are the kinds of symptoms that people usually take it for.
Okay, so I will
You take more of it or you decide it's not working. And, you know, quite frankly, a lot of people are looking for a chemical answer to lack of sex drive. They're looking for, but sometimes it has to do with the relationship.
Yeah, totally. So I'll start doing it twice a day then. I'll do it in the morning and I'll do it at night. Okay. And I always use the progesterone cream with it then?
You don't have to use it all the time with it. The progesterone's best at night because it tends to calm you down more.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. So, right. Okay. And then the tranquil sleep is something really cool that Desiree introduced me to. And I really do find if I'm a little wired and I take 2 tablets, it really helps me to go to sleep. But that's just when I need it.
Okay.
So that's fine. And that's about it. The other thing
Which one did you say was twice?
Which?
The Jalva.
Java. Like right now, I've only been doing it at night.
Okay.
But I don't usually do it in the morning, so maybe I'll start doing it in the morning.
Try doing it. Keep it on your nightstand so you remember.
Yeah. Another last fast thing. What testing, once I go back to the States, what testing would you like me to do? I mean, I haven't done anything for a bit.
Yeah, right now we're out of time. That's a much more deep question, and that might be something I can go over with you a little bit. But like, I don't remember when your last tests were, what the imbalances were, right?
Okay.
So that would be something we'd have to look at. But we're out of time.
Maybe you could talk about it whenever you think.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Great. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Stop the recording.